President George W. Bush today defended the measures introduced to stabilize turbulent financial markets. Emma McCarthy reports.
The U.S. government scheme involves taking over the bad debts of private companies to revitalize credit markets. But it means exposing the U.S. taxpayer to the risk of taking on risky loans and could cost billions of dollars. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has also issued an emergency order temporarily banning the short selling of 799 financial stocks. Short sellers profit when share prices drop. The move capped a week in which financial markets faced their most serious confluence of crises since the Great Depression in the 1930s and threatened national economies and the entire worldwide banking system. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair told Fox News that the problems with the economy are complex, but the US must establish confidence.
There is going to be a problem on how you unravel the complicated financial instruments that have given rise to all these difficulties. But the first and most immediate thing is to stabilize the system and inject confidence back into it. And I think by the measures that the Treasury Secretary and the Federal Reserve are announcing, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say to the market, look, the full power of government is going to stand behind stabilizing this situation.
Banks worldwide have suffered more than $500 billion of write-downs and loan losses since the global credit crisis began more than a year ago. I'm Emma McCarthy.